They were mostly Bobby Acosta's age, the sort of bright-faced young monsters we had seen in Fang, possibly the exact same ones. And they were dressed in stylish buccaneer costumes, which I am sure would have pleased Roger the Pirate. They hurried past, excited and happy, and clearly on their way to a party. And leading the way, with a rather lethal-looking sword raised high, was the ponytailed bouncer from Fang. I watched from behind my decapitated pony until they were gone and the sound of their passing had faded away, and I thought about it, and they were not terribly happy thoughts. The odds had changed, and the whole situation was different now. I am not a very sociable person by nature, but this seemed like a really good time to seek out my companions for some quality survival time together. So I waited another minute to be sure there were no stragglers, and then I left my horse head behind and wormed my way slowly out to the rim of the merry-go-round. As far as I could see, they were gone, and the park might as well be completely deserted. There was a building ahead and slightly to the left that I recognized from my childhood. I had spent several dull and puzzled hours wandering through it back then, completely unable to understand why it was supposed to be fun. But if it would provide cover for me, I would forgive it for its misleading name. And so, with a last glance at the still vacant cable car, I rolled off the merry-go-round and ran for the funhouse. The outside of the building was in very bad shape, and only a few vague shadows remained of the mural that had once decorated it. I could just barely make out the painted scene of cheerful pirates looting and raping a small town. Its loss was a great blow to the art world, but that was not my main concern at the moment. There was one dim light shining in front of the funhouse, so I circled around to the back at a half-crouch, trying to stay in the shadows. It took me in the opposite direction from the last place I had seen Deborah, but I had to find new cover. Whoever was in the cable car had certainly seen me wallowing on the merry-go-round, and I needed to get away from it. I moved carefully around the back of the funhouse. The back door was hanging limply open on one hinge, with half a sign still visible on it. The faded red letters spelled out Gency X quite clearly. I paused at the side of the doorway, pistol ready. I didn't really think anyone would be hiding inside among the old mirrors. It was too much of a cliché, and surely even cannibals have some pride. And in any case, the mirrors had not really fooled anyone when they were in good condition. After so many years of neglect, they were almost certainly no more reflective than the bottom of my shoe. But I took no chances. I moved past the door in a crouch, with my pistol ready, and aimed at the inside of the funhouse. Nothing lurked, nothing moved. I went on by to the next puddle of shadow. At the far corner of the building, I paused again and peeked carefully around. Still nothing. Was it possible that no one was actively looking for me? I remembered something my adoptive mother, Doris, had often said, "The wicked flee where none pursueth." It was certainly true in my case. I spent far too much time fleeing, and so far no one had pursueth me. But I knew, with absolute certainty, that they were in the park, and the only sensible move was to run for my life. But I knew just as certainly that my sister would never leave the park without Samantha Aldivar and Bobby Acosta, and I could not leave her to do it alone. I heard unhappy muttering from the passenger, and I felt the cold wind from his wings blowing through me, and every small voice of reason and common sense raised up on its toes and screamed at me to run for the exits. And I could not without Deborah. And so I took a breath, wondering how many more times I might be able to do so, and I scuttled for the next small and crumbling chunk of shelter. It had once been a ride for very young children, the kind with the large enclosed cars that go slowly around in a circle while you turn a big wheel in the center. Only two of the cars remained, and both were in very bad shape. I scuttled into the shade of the blue one and crouched there for a moment. The entire group of partying pirates had vanished, and there was no sight or sound of anyone or anything paying attention to my hermit crab progress. I could have been marching through the park leading a brass band and juggling live armadillos for all the attention they were paying me,